And welcome back. You are listening to Joyce Jumapiri at Leith FM's Edinburgh Refugee Week special. We've got a whole week packed of action, so you better remain tuned. In the studio, I've got Fudge. Welcome, Fudge.
Hi, Joyce.
Hi. It's nice to see you again. You're looking warm and sunny and smiley as usual.
Thank you, Joyce. Thank you for inviting me over. It's very exciting to be here.
Yes. Fudge, would like to a little bit to know about you. What motivated you to be an artist and all that, you know, your life story?
Really, Joyce, I've been born an artist. I've always been an eccentric kind of girl, always dressed weird, and discover that I actually do have a talent for drawing and painting.
Right.
So I've pursued this type of work and built a career around my art. So currently I'm trained to teach, but again, with the challenges that you meet coming abroad, finding it difficult to break into teaching in Edinburgh.
I'm sure we'll all be waiting to hear more about Fudge's artistic work and stuff. You're from Zimbabwe, right?
Right.
Right. And what experiences as an artist have you got in Edinburgh? How do you compare it to your Zimbabwean experience?
Well, when I look back upon it, I'll speak first about my experience back home, where I was a very productive artist. I socialized with artists. I went to art exhibitions. I knew where to hang my work. I knew where art was found and how to get myself and market myself in art. Upon coming abroad, I was quite excited because this was the place where I could be who I wanted to be. However, on the other side, I found myself quite isolated because I'm not sure where to go for art. I don't know where to go for art activities. I find myself struggling to meet other artists from the community. And basically, I'm starting to find my way. I'm starting to find my way, and I'm happy to be here to share some of those experiences with other people who are trying to be creative in a foreign country.
Right. And do you think your artistic expressions have changed? I mean, coming from Zimbabwe to here, are you looking for other ways of pursuing, or is it still the same?
Well, definitely the theme of my work has changed. When I was still in Zimbabwe, I was very much into expressing myself and trying to identify myself as an artist. And I drew a lot from the art of classic artists like Van Gogh and Leonardo da Vinci, the Western artists.
Yeah.
Upon arriving in the UK and trying and experiencing this new way of life, I found myself reflecting on home a lot. And I'd like to portray this in the artwork that I do now and sort of record my journey and my experiences so far. Unlike you, I've only been here for 5 years, so I'm still in the process of discovering things and discovering ways. And it's quite an interesting but difficult journey. And I find that probably my medium of expression would be to paint and perhaps animate all these experiences.
Oh, that would be wonderful. That would be lovely. I mean, listening to yourself, I wish I was an artist because I think I could have painted a picture of myself, and probably we can work together. And
it's never too late to try. Idea. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Mm. And what type of medium do you use?
My current favorite is textiles. I love textiles. I love wall hangings. I miss seeing huge wall hangings. And currently, I've been going around in schools doing this textile workshop.
Right.
And I would like to use this opportunity to mention that I do have a workshop coming up using a traditional Zimbabwean technique where we use our staple food, or the leftovers of it. Well, we used to have leftovers of it to make art because we recycle a lot.
Yes, yes.
So I would love people to learn this medium because it's quite nice to display artwork in your homes. And
That's very interesting. Yeah. We didn't know that.